Many local governments across the country need money to support their operations, and that is especially true of struggling cities and counties in California. Today, San Francisco officials are considering what is called a nickel-a-drink fee. It would pay for the cost of cleaning up after alcohol abusers. Rachel Miro reports from member station KQED.
San Francisco's sobering center is particularly busy on the night after Social Security checks are cut, but a steady stream of alcoholics show up at this clinic all year round. They don't drop in, they're dropped off by paramedics, cops, and a fleet of mobile assistance patrol vans. Registered nurse Shannon Smith is the center's coordinator.
I would say most of my clients here at the sobering center buy their liquor at the corner stores, the $2 bottle of the cheapest vodka you can find.
The vast majority of her clients are not party people on a weekend bender. San Francisco has a huge homeless population, and those that drink heavily cost a lot to take care of. The Sobering Center, run by the Public Health Department, is designed to limit those costs. A visit runs just $300 compared to $3,000 for an ER visit. Still, San Francisco spends more than $17 million a year to cover the health and human service costs of alcohol abuse. Supervisor John Avalos wants alcohol wholesalers and distributors to help pick up the tab.
Our treatment programs are on the chopping block. Our substance abuse programs are on the chopping block. Our fire services are really strapped because of our budget crisis as well. So this measure is really an effort to be able to stabilize our funding for these services to deal with overconsumption of alcohol.
Other California cities and counties charge retailers for licensing and public safety costs, but the Avalos proposal goes further. The city controller's office conducted a study to determine the direct cost of alcohol abuse to public health programs. To recover those costs, Avalos is pursuing a charge of 0.076 cents on every ounce of alcohol sold in San Francisco. The fee would be levied on wholesalers, producers, and retailers. Avalos anticipates consumers would pay about a nickel more a drink, but that's not a number that flies with people in the alcohol and entertainment industries.
The day of the $8 Budweiser is coming, and that's what they're charging in New York.
Guy Carson owns Café du Nord, a landmark nightclub in San Francisco. He says supervisors are trying to kill one of the few geese that lay golden eggs in this city, tourism. Carson is on the board of the California Music and Culture Association, one of several industry groups set against the fee, in part because it's the latest in a string of fees levied on small business here, like the fee for the Healthy San Francisco program, which subsidizes care for the uninsured.
I invite any one of you to take a walk with me down Market Street, and we can count the closed storefronts. Small business cannot bear the brunt of this onslaught of fees. Every department in the city is digging for money, and the state. I understand why, but it's killing us.
After a first-round vote by the Budget and Finance Committee today, the final vote is expected in September. Supervisors in Marin and Los Angeles counties are said to be watching closely, but they're expected to wait to see if anybody sues San Francisco and how that plays out before they start drafting copycat measures of their own. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.